This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. It's a big day for corporate earnings news, with companies like Amazon, Caterpillar, Ford, and Microsoft all reporting their fourth quarter results today. We're also watching for Visa's quarterly earnings. Toward the end of last year, the credit card giant agreed to buy its European counterpart, Visa Europe, in a deal worth more than $20 billion. Ashley Milne-Tite reports now on how the deal is panning out as the cashless economy expands.
Visa spun off Visa Europe back in 2007 when the company went public. Now they're coming back together. Odysseus Papadimitriou is CEO of Wallet Hub.
When you do not have a unified company with a unified platform and culture and priorities, I think that was a big problem.
That and the fact that Europe holds a lot of promise. Ben Woolsey is CEO of CreditCardForum.com. He says cash and checks still account for more than a third of European spending.
Compare that in the U.S. to roughly 10%. So there is tremendous opportunity to Visa to make inroads into electronic payments and moving consumers' preferences toward more efficient payment methods.
Visa Europe brought in record revenue last fiscal year, partly because it introduced so many contactless payment cards. That's where you tap a card on a reader to pay rather than swipe or dip. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.